So we were talking earlier about the Astros pitchers coming back, throwing minor league games. Eric Geddy's going to pitch tomorrow. Good news, maybe a little bit of bad news with Yordan and Jake Meyers, you know, still ramping things up. Here's my confession, though. And maybe it's just PTSD with how long it's been with Lance McCullers Jr. They call it confessions for a reason. I don't think I'm buying the blister thing. I don't think I'm buying the blister thing. He went on the IL retroactive to July 20th. That's a 15-day IL. Today is day 16, and we're hearing a week or two. Now, apparently he threw some with simulated or something like that, four innings. I forget exactly what it was. With this, if he's well enough to throw right now, and you're going, 20, 25 days if it takes longer for him to come back from the IL with a blister, that is one hell of a blister. That is the mother of all blisters.
By the way, the blister, four innings, simulated game at an offsite facility on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's the Astros' own damn fault. I don't think I'm being cynical here. You know, I don't think I'm being jaded or whatever.
I mean, you are being cynical, but you feel like you're justified.
But I think there's good reason. Yeah. A blister that's going to be 20, 25 days? A blister.
I mean, it could be true, but I mean, they did this to themselves.
Right.
So I can't have a pushback if you saying this, I can't push back and say, no, that ain't true. But like, I don't know.
There are pitchers who get a smaller blister, presumably, and there's this stuff that you put on it, kind of hardens the skin and makes it crusty to get a better grip or whatever, and all that, and don't miss a start. You know, now it might be just a smile, the start of one or whatever, but 20 to 25 days for a blister.
I didn't know he was going to miss this much time. I thought the freak accident in the workout room would have been longer than this.
Yeah.
Yes. From 3-4-6. He's in an offside play. Yeah, he's hurt. the thing that I'm like, pseudo conspiracy theory, if I get into that place where I'm like, hey, it's not a finger blister, is I think it's mental, man.
Could be.
I think he just needs to get himself back in a place where he's like mentally in the right place. Like we recall, you know, what happened when he had his bad game and he had the idiot, you know, threaten his family. He's had a lot of different mental things. And he's going to have to be a pitcher. It's going to have to happen a lot more with his brain than it is just him blowing it past anybody. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that waiver. So I do wonder if, this is the, I don't want to say phantom IL, but an opportunity for him to get himself right mentally so that when he does return, like he is in the right space.
I feel better about that.
Yeah, but there's
in a weird way.
What's the good way of putting that on the putting that on the injury sheet?
Yeah, they're using the blister to kind of get his mind right again, or get him refocused, however you want to put it. You know, it's I'm sorry, I don't buy it.
All right, so this is not like a deep confession, but it happened all weekend, and then it happened again for me yesterday, and I just keep looking at it. I see Correa in that number one jersey, and it's this really feeling that comes over me. Like, it feels so surreal.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's almost like
not happening.
This is not the best way of explaining it, but it's the thought that keeps coming to mind. Like, have you heard of like phantom limb syndrome? Like for amputees where at times, like, you know, they no longer have like a leg or an arm, but they have the sensation that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like,
I didn't know that's what it was called.
Yeah. But it's phantom limb syndrome.
Yeah.
It's like that, but in reverse, mm-hmm. where I see him and I'm like, no, I know that's not real. Wait, no, but it is. Like, he's back. Yeah, he's like this. No, I know that he was gone, but he's there again. I'm looking at him. It's happening.
You that white girl on the plane?
Yeah.
He's not
real.
I mean, look, my brain for a split second, damn near every time I see him, is like
Mandela effect almost.
Yes, I don't know exactly what the psychological phenomenon would be, mm-hmm. but whatever it is.
He's been here all along. You didn't know that?
It keeps happening to me. Like, I just keep looking at him like, this isn't real, is it? Yeah. Is this really happening?
It's kind of like he never left.
That's what I'm saying. Almost like Mandela effect. Like, y'all didn't know that? He's been here the whole time. It's like Fruit Loops and Fruit Loops with the two O's, you know? Wait, what? Is that real?
Yeah, so that, I don't know how many other people have been in that space, but it's just been a surreal experience watching him over the last, five, 6 days?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I got to confess, man, I almost got.
Uh-oh.
Like Lopez style guy.
Hey.
No.
Yeah, almost got scammed or whatever it was. So So this text came into my phone around 1:49 yesterday, and it says, "Come to my house to roast seafood tomorrow." I'm like, what? The number is not saved in my phone. I'm looking like, I don't know who this is.
Yeah.
And I'm thrown off because I thought it was a Dallas number.
Mm-hmm.
And Reggie, what's the area code? What's some of the area codes for Dallas?
817-214.
I thought it was a 214 number. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's somebody important. So I wait a little bit. Mm-hmm. I wait to about 3 o'clock to respond.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, who is this? And they said, sorry, I looked at the number again, thought it belonged to my friend. Hope I didn't disturb your beautiful day. So I'm like,
was it an actual accident?
This is where I responded, because sometimes I like to be funny when stuff like that happen. Yeah. I'm like, okay, it's cool. I was going to take you up on the offer, LOL.
Yeah.
Have a good one. Yeah. So I thought that was it.
Yeah.
They responded, thank you. I just contact my friend. If you are in Los Angeles, I invite you to come along. So I'm like, all right, like, move on, buddy. Like, what's... So I said, sorry, I'm in Houston. Thanks for the invite. I'm trying to...
You're already in too deep.
Yeah. That's strike two right there.
Yeah, you're in too deep.
So
I'm trying to see where the elaborate scam leads to.
The person responded. This is where the scam... This is where I'm like, man, I'm stupid right here.
Because as of right this point, it doesn't sound like a scam. It's just like a weird cute interaction that you would see on the internet.
Yeah. So this is where the scam... I'm just like, man, I'm stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They responded and said, never mind. This invitation will not expire. Maybe we can have a barbecue together in the future. Nice to meet you. My name is Ara, and I'm 40 years old. What about you?
Oh, no.
Block.
Yeah.
Bliggity, bliggity, bliggity.
Started searching for that information.
Yeah, I'm just like, man. Yeah. I'm like, it got me with the seafood, though.
They're good, though, man. Yeah, good scammers.
And how I mentioned, I thought it was a Dallas area code. This area code was 213.
Yeah.
So that's what got me. Yeah. If I would have knew that was a Los Angeles area code, I would have been totally, I would have blocked it.
Now you're craving seafood.
Yeah. I'm like,
he wants to go get a
I'm like, roasted
bag.
Seafood. Yeah. I'm like, who is this? I have no clue who it is.
Yeah.
So I waited like 2 hours to respond.
Mm-hmm. I'm still not sure they were scamming you, because it very well could still be. Yeah. But like
that last one, man. Nah, the last one. Nice to meet you. My name is this. I'm 40 years old. What about you?
Yeah.
Nah, man.
You was like, you too friendly?
If you're trying to get in touch with your friend, like, why aren't you focused on me?
But you'll take anyone. You'll take some cat from Houston.
Yes, I'm like, nah, this is a scam.
What, people can't be nice no more?
Nope.
No, they can't.
No, they cannot be nice. And back in the day, I actually got somebody's number just off a mistake one time.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody texted me.
Like, legit.
Yeah, and I was going back and forth. I'm like, this the wrong number.
Mm-hmm.
And then we actually started being cool. And it was a cute little girl, too, man. So, like,
but not in 2025.
Nah, there's no way in hell that's happening.
She ruined it for you, though, man. Yeah. Now you're all like, oh, yeah, I'll go get some seafood.
Yeah, I'm thinking like, oh, okay. Nope.
You know, a lot of people think that the Little League World Series is, overexposed, too much. They're showing all these regional games now on TV. I don't care. It gets me. Every single year, I get sucked. It's just, Figgy was talking, it's just kind of wholesome, even though it's been commercialized on ESPN beyond belief. I still just, like, if the TV's on and there's nothing else, I'll put it on there, and I'll still do my stuff, but I'll be watching, and we're watching it today. Something about the Little League World Series. I don't care about how overexposed it is. You got Trevor Lawrence pitching for the Illinois team today. Did you see that dude? I mean, it's just fascinating.
Let me guess. He's tall, white, long hair.
Yep, that's Trevor Lawrence pitching for the Illinois team. We had that big dude pitching for Delaware that was – impressive looking. It's something about the Little League World Series, man.
Easy. You know what I think it is? I think it's being old. And I say this with respect because I think I'm getting to this place where I'm getting old.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what I do when I watch Little League World Series? It doesn't happen often, but in the same way you're talking about, mm-hmm. I just kind of put it on. I smile like an idiot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's it. I smile like an idiot. You know why? It's like, oh, man, look at these kids.
Well,
What's the one thing y'all like most? What's the one thing y'all like most about the Little League World Series? Like a little thing.
Well, I do like the introductions where they say something funny or whatever, but really the great plays. Like that dude is 12 years old. There was a diving play earlier. I was like, dude, that's big time.
I kind of like whenever they up the bat and then they got the little fun fact about him.
Yes. Yeah, that too.
They be like, favorite artist, Ludacris. I'm like, Ludacris?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's favorite artist.
That's one of mine.
It'd be a little dorky looking white dude. Yeah. Your favorite artist, Ludacris.
Somebody said even, favorite like, player, what? Randy Johnson.
That's it.
I was
yeah,
like,
that's
Randy
it.
Johnson.
Wait, the ones where I'm like, I know you're lying, right? So shout out to Cash. I'm not gonna say your last name, Cash, but on there. Favorite TV show, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah.
That's what we are in. We are in your wheelhouse.
Yes.
But
yes.
We're talking about little kid, talking about Randy Johnson. Either your parents are really good at informing you about the olden days, yeah, or you are lying to me, friend.
You know, yeah, you know another thing real quick I like about Little League World Series? For the most part, the coaches are not jerks. They're always like real comforting and, all right, well, you know, they got us. And you know, it's not. It's like the way it's supposed to be, you know?
Yeah. So there you go. Those are our lunchtime confessions. By the way, 832, who's the Astros starter? We now know it'll be A.J. Blueball, who all is right, the starter. And
actually, can't wait to see him.
Here's the thing that was interesting is I mentioned John Rooney, the reliever that they brought in, and that Dana Brown had said, hey, man, we're going to get you. Apparently, he's been optioned.
Like, oh, wow.
Life comes at you fast, it seems like.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. Yeah, shout out to Lamar Little League from Richmond, who plays for Bertha Williamsport tonight. So I believe that's at 6, the 832 said. So, yeah, shout out to them boys from the local area supporting, mm-hmm, or rather putting on at a high stage. But coming up next, let's talk to Sean Pendergast and I believe Seth Payne out there in West Virginia give us a practice report on this day. We'll get that next.